Hello, guys. Welcome to the last episode of April, where we are really discussing imposter syndrome and what does that look like? Why does this happen? And most importantly, how do I get the hell over it so I can go actually enjoy my life? So what I find over and over in so many conversations and reflecting on when things are going really well in my life, when things weren't, is how I decided to show up in any situation. And I feel like that term, just show up, just do it, just be, I feel like those are so overused to the point where we don't even know what that actually means. Like, what does it actually mean just to show up, right? And truly the best way to overcome any imposter syndrome, overcome any part of not being confident in your life is the belief that if someone else can do it, I can do it too. That belief in of itself, I promise, will change your life if you let it. Because here's the thing. We could sit here all day long and say, well, I'm not ready. I'm not qualified. I don't actually know how to do that. And I would dare to say to you, well, neither did them. She didn't either. He didn't either until he did, right? So we know we're not born with these things, these desires, these skills. We know we're not born with that. We know this is learned behavior. So I'm going to dive into my psychiatric experience here as a psych nurse. And I want to say to you, if everything is a learned behavior, if every skill can be learned, isn't it so important why we have the people that we have around us? Isn't it so important why we put the things in our head that we put in our head? Isn't it so important to actually listen to the podcast, do the self-development, do the self-care, be so involved in your own self personally? Isn't that so important? Because if everything that I want to do is literally behind a learned behavior, then I need to be really careful about who I listen to. I need to be really careful about what goes into my head on a daily basis. I need to be really careful about who's in my circle. Wouldn't that make sense? If everything is a learned behavior, wouldn't that make sense? So if I know the only way to close the gap between where I am this moment and what I really want to be doing this very moment, where I really want to be this very moment, the type of money I want to have, the type of impact that I want to have, I'm going to have to learn some new behaviors. I'm not just going to say I'm going to have to learn some new skills, because we could teach strategy all day long, right? I could tell you exactly how to go build your empire, X, Y, Z, A, B, C. But if we don't have the belief and we don't have that foundation of I actually am the person that's going to learn this behavior, I'm going to actually habit stack as the person I need to be to have the life that I want to have, then the strategy won't matter, right? Now, some of you right now are going to feel this panic, oh my gosh, all I know is strategy. I've been buying all the things. I have all the marketing courses. I have every single marketing master reseller rights that you can think of that teaches me how to build a business online. And I would say, yes, you do. And until those will actually start working for you, it's time that you really believe that you are the one, that's going to learn the behaviors, the skill, the habits, the verbiage. You're going to be the one to learn how to do that. And then not all is wasted. You have all those courses. Go back and jump into it after you have this first part of belief, right? Because at the end of the day, that is imposter syndrome. That is that paralyzing fear of why you don't make your next move, because you genuinely just don't believe in yourself. And I don't blame you for not believing in yourself. Believing in yourself is the hardest thing in the world. And why? I'm not really sure, other than all of the programming that we've been through our entire life. But when you silence things and you go back to yourself and you hear you again, because how many of you right now listening have even heard yourself lately? It's so noisy out there. God, so many people's opinions, so many things, do it this way, do it that way. And I think why I am so passionate about you coming back home to you is because I don't think this is talked about enough. I think that everybody wants you to adopt the way that they do things and that their way is the only way. And that's good marketing, okay? But at the end of the day, when you go back home to you, you listen to your intuition, you listen to your theme of when you're feeling really good and when you're feeling really not so good, When you can go back to that, then everything else will make sense. But everybody wants to skip this part because this part is more challenging. It is easier. It is easier to sit and have a teacher tell you what to do than it is for you to actually go inside and ask myself, self, what do I need to do? Right? We're not used to listening to ourselves for that. And once you master that, once you actually say, like, you know, I'm going to listen to my own internal GPS. Now, I'm not saying everything's going to be perfect after that. You're still going to mess up, right? You're human. Blame it on your human design. You're human. Congratulations, and I'm sorry. There's so many times I thought I mastered being who I needed to be, who I was required to be, to step into the next version of myself. But all that does, and it's the best experience of my life, but all that does is you pass that level and then you go to that next level and you are the rookie in that new level. You have to bring the skills, the behavior, the habits from that last level, and you got to bring it into this new level. But you're still the rookie. You're still learning now a whole nother verbiage, a whole other thing of habits and opinions and skills and behaviors. And you can get really lost here and be like, I was doing so good. I was on top of my game. What happened? You were on top of your game and you passed that level and now you're onto a new level. That's what happened. So many times I see this happen after people are like, actually, I do deserve to be here. Why do I feel like an imposter? I've done the thing that I needed to do to be that person that knows what she's talking about. So great, I can walk into that room now and I can actually stand there, look around and say, I do belong here. I deserve to be here, right? That is when we think, oh my gosh, yes, imposter syndrome, got it. We're done. We don't play that game anymore because we are here and we proved to ourselves that we could be here and we no longer feel like we shouldn't be here, like we feel good. Think about in your life where there was a time where you're really scared to walk in that room, or you're really scared to start that new business, or you're really scared to actually ask for coaching, right? Because you don't want, first of all, nobody tells you nothing. You have been independent your entire life and you don't need to learn anything right now. And then you have this moment where you're like, actually, I do need to learn. Okay, so I'm just going to sit in here. I don't think I belong here, but I'm going to sit in here. And then all of a sudden, after putting in a lot of work, you actually realize, no, I do deserve a seat at that table, right? So think about that. And you could be on cloud 9 because you're like, I finally got it. I'm in here. And you have this new tribe now, right? This new group of people. And they are everything that you knew that you needed to start stacking better habits. But what happens when you're like, got it? And then guess what happens every time you say, got it? You move on to the next level, right? There's a new energy there. And you might find yourself being like, oh my God, what happened? I thought I was solid. Why do I feel like this again? Because you're on a new level, new people, new experiences, new vibrations, new frequency. You're not starting over from scratch anymore though, right? You didn't just like plummet down all of these levels and now you're starting from level one again. That's not what happened at all. You just moved up to the next level, and with that new level comes a different type of imposter syndrome. And you might be like, oh my God, am I ever going to get over this imposter syndrome? And let me tell you, no. If you are evolving, you will never, ever, ever be satisfied. So instead of being scared of moving on to the next step because I don't want to feel impostered again, I don't want to feel like I'm not supposed to be here again, what if you just embrace that and said, I know that's coming? Because I know that each time I feel insecure about something, or each time I feel like, oh my gosh, a little wobbly, like, should I be doing this or not? I want you to think that's how you felt all those other levels before. And each time you stood up and you looked at yourself and you said, actually, yes, I do deserve to be here. Every time you've done that, something better has happened in your life. Now, you may be at the beginning of stages of your journey right now, and you may be like, I don't know if anything good's really been happening. I'm feeling really overwhelmed still. I want you to look at yourself from 3 months ago, 6 months ago, a year ago. Would that person be taking time out of her day to actually learn how to be a better person? Would that person 3, 6, 9, 12 months ago be the person that you are today that actually communicates when things aren't going well for you? That actually asks for help, that actually receives help, guidance from other people, that's been there, that actually takes as many risks as you've been taking because you've been taking the risk. And it will be so, so important for you to acknowledge that you are doing the do. You are taking the risk. You are showing up, whatever that looks like for you. So after an entire month of talking about imposter syndrome, all to say, you're never going to actually master imposter syndrome if you're evolving and doing it right. Right? So if I know that it's always going to be there somewhere, what if we just said, I'm going to actually embrace it and I'm going to take that as evidence that when I do feel a little like shaky and am I supposed to really be here, that I'm going to check in with myself. And if my guidance says, this is what you want, keep going, then you're going to keep going. Even if you are the newbie. Even if you are the rookie, even if that imposter syndrome starts kicking in again, I want you to use that as evidence that you are leveling up. What if you just started using that as evidence and you didn't use it as something bad? You didn't see it like, oh my gosh, what am I doing? And then you turn around and you delete everything and you just are like, I'm never doing that again. What was that? And you might do that and you might come back and that's okay. But I want you to think about it. If you embraced knowing that the next level of my life is going to be a different part, a different type of imposter syndrome, and I'm getting really, really good at recognizing it, and I'm getting really, really good at doing it anyways. Because don't you think that's where really the magic is? It's like knowing that things are going to be hard and scary, but you feel so in alignment with it, and you know that this is what you're supposed to actually be doing, that it's not even really that hard and scary, to be honest. It's really just making that decision to do the next thing that's different. It's just different than anything that you've ever done before. Right? I'm not saying go put yourself in these horrible, uncomfortable situations. I actually don't believe in that. I don't believe that putting yourself in uncomfortable situations is the only way that you're going to grow. I do not believe that at all. I believe that actually being in such alignment with who you are supposed to actually be and who you actually are already that you don't, maybe you haven't heard from her in a minute. I feel like that's where really the magic is. And if you can just actually start changing kind of the language that you have around being an imposter and, you know, name it something else, feel something else, maybe think of it as like a wonderful challenge. Like, yes, I'm getting closer and closer and closer to meeting her, my inner self, right? And I want you to remember that she doesn't leave. She's always there. And sometimes I hear when my clients tell me this, I saw her today, like she was so close to me, I could like smell her. I want you to realize that she's always there. Your sole job is getting to that frequency that she's already sitting at. Now, here's the kicker. Here's, I think, what might not frustrate you, but maybe make you feel like, why should I keep trying to get to my higher self if every time I do, she seems more and more out of reach? I want to remind you that your higher self raises just like you do, right? Just like where you are right now raises in levels of her own inner self. Does that make sense? So like, I use this analogy because I feel like it's really easy to see. Let's say you're on level 4, right? Let's just say you're in the elevator floor 4, okay? And you see your higher self on elevator floor 7. And you hit 7 and you want to get up there to her. But when you get up to 7, now she's on 10. And then you're doing all the work and you're getting to 10. And then you get to 10 and literally she's on 13. And you're like, what are you doing? Like, I'm trying to get closer and closer to you and you keep moving away. And I want you to look and I want you to say, I'm getting chills right now because I want you to hear this. I want you to look at it and say, holy shit, I got on level 13 and my higher self is on level 16, but I'm on fucking level 13. This is where my higher self used to be. She used to be on level 7. She used to be on level 3. She used to, are you following me right now? She used to be everything I want to be. So what does that mean? That means you're her. That means you were at that level that you prayed to be at. 3 months ago, 6 months ago, a year ago, 5 years ago, you are there. Just because she keeps going up, follow her. Follow her. That's what she's doing it on purpose. She was never just sitting at level 15, waiting for you to get to level 15 and be like, oh, you're here. Let's celebrate. We're done, son. Like, that was it. Amazing. You mastered level 15 and we're not going anywhere anymore. This is exactly who you are supposed to be forever. That is not who you are. We are constantly evolving. So I want you to think about that. The next time you level up in your life, and you'll know when you level up in your life, you're leveling up right now. You feel that energy right now. You see her so clearly. So clearly. So stop thinking that she's just going to stop growing too. Stop thinking that your inner self is just going to, your higher self is just done. She's not done. She's evolving with you. So you always have something more and more and more to grab. And it's not more work, by the way. It's not more, oh my gosh, I have to keep doing this thing over. No, it's actually in pure joy. that you keep leveling up with her. And she, in my darkest day, my higher self is what kept me going over and over and over. And I'm going to get so emotional talking about this because I knew, I grasped the idea a long time ago that my higher self was going to continue to keep growing too. And I had to be okay with that, which I know can sound so funny to people who are new to their journey. You have to be okay with something that you're trying to get is like, it feels like at times she's running away from you and she's not. She's actually saying, take my hand and let's go. And you just take her hand and you follow her and you keep moving. And I'll tell you whatever level of life that you feel. And I would encourage you to create a number today, actually. I would encourage you to say, like, I'm on level 7 today, or I'm on level 14 today, or I'm level 29 today. I want you to think about what level that you're on. I encourage you to actually label it today. Because I think so many times everyone just thinks we're on level 0. And nobody's on level 0 that's here. I promise you that. You know, you haven't been on level 0 in a long time. You've been taking these opinions and these skills and these habits and all of these things that you've accumulated over the years that's got you to where you are, right? And you just got to a point in your life where you said, actually, I can hear my inner self a little bit telling me that I'm not going down the right path. And this journey that I'm on, I really don't enjoy very much. So I want to change it up. And I'm seeing other people doing it. And that's giving me evidence that it's actually whatever life that I want is desirable. It's for me. So you've made that choice, right? And so I know damn well that you are not on that same level that you are when you started. So instead of just being so frustrated, like, I feel like I can never get to this elusive higher self. Like, where does she keep going? I want you to look at her like your guide, because she is. I want you to look at her like your big sister, because she is. I want you to look at her as your best friend, because she is. She's always there, and she's always, always, always in alignment. She can't be out of alignment. She can't. She is always in alignment. She is the joy. She is the happiness. She feels your sadness. She feels your frustration, but she's overall joyful. She is alignment. She is your guide. Okay. She's your GPS. She's telling you the only job that you have is to listen. And that is so hard for so many people, right? We don't want to listen. We just think we have it all figured out. And if we do the next strategy, we'll get there. And yeah, this self-work is cool and all, but you know, I'm just going to kind of fast track it. I just want to kind of go learn from someone else and just do exactly what they were doing. Do you know how many devils and levels and all of the things that those people that you are trying to mimic and copy? And even myself, right? Like, do you know how many of you said, teach me how to make $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 a month? How many of you listening right now, and you can just say me silently in your car, how many of you right now are like, oh my God, Melissa, just tell me how you fucking made $30,000 a month. That's all I want to know. But every time I start with mindset and every time I start with being meeting you where you are and saying, well, what level do you think that you're on? Where do you think your higher self lives? What makes you really feel in alignment? Because I know that that's really why I make $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 a month. I know that's the real reason why, because I'm in such alignment with what it is that I'm doing. And sometimes I forget too, okay? I'm human. Sometimes I get caught up too in the strategy of it all. And if they're making, now they're making $100,000 a month, how do I do that? If they can do it, that's evidence that I can do it. And of course it is. It's all evidence that I can do it too. But what do I need to do? Who's the person I need to be to actually be that person that can hold it? Because some of you aren't ready to hold $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 a month. And you might be like, yes, I am. Bring it to me. I'm ready to hold it. And I'm telling you, you're not ready to hold it. You'll know you're ready to hold it. I promise. When you can actually be that person that says, my wealth channels are completely open. I'm safe and secure with money, with wealth. I no longer worry about what anybody says about me. I no longer worry if I sound too salesy. I no longer worry about anything other than being in an actual alignment with what it is that I'm doing. And a lot of you just aren't in alignment yet. And that's why you're not making the $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, because you're trying to maybe sell something that you don't actually believe in, or you're trying to sell someone else's dream that you don't actually believe in. Or maybe you just kind of picked up a different personality along the way because it's really easy on social media, right? Like, you can just every one second, it's somebody's personality, it's someone's opinion, it's someone's view on something, and it's very rocky to stay in alignment with you. So I'm encouraging you to every single day, you know, this is why we meditate, right? And meditation's so hard for so many people. Don't let that be your excuse, though. Don't let that be your excuse of why you don't slow down and you actually listen to her inside of you. It's really, really important to do that. It's really important to go back home to her. So I want to leave you with this message. Wherever you are right now is where you're supposed to be, because you're supposed to be there. If you weren't supposed to be there, you wouldn't be there. And I know that sounds so crazy because some of you are just not feeling very fulfilled at all right now. I want you to look around where you are. If you're not happy where you are, what is it that you need to be doing to get to that next level? Now, I remember when all I wanted to do was leave my job. I mean, I was having panic attacks. I couldn't do it anymore. I was sick. Every morning I woke up and I was like, here we fucking go again. Nothing was fulfilling at all. Okay, in the morning, nothing was fulfilling. And what happened was I would get to work and I would say, well, I could either choose to be a miserable cow all day, or I can choose to find the best in my day, serve the best way that I can today, knowing that my end here is coming. Now, some people get stuck in that cycle. I'm not going to lie. Some people get stuck in that cycle of, well, I'm here, so I'm going to make the best of it, and I'm just going to, you know, do what I need to do today. And they don't actually, they just stay there. They just keep doing what they need to do to get through the day without actually still growing after work and, like, still making their plan to escape, okay? So I don't want that to be you and get stuck in that. So I want you to hear me when I say you make the best out of where it is that you are and you serve with your whole heart, but always having in the back of your mind your exit strategy of how you're going to close that gap to actually leave that job, or how you're going to close that gap of how you're actually going to make that money that you desire, or go on those vacations that you desire, or have that relationship that you desire. Like, and you're the only one that actually knows what that looks like for you, right? So I wouldn't even try to tell you do exactly this because we're all so different. But I will tell you in my experience, when I started serving even more, even though I didn't want to be there, I was like, you know, it's not my patient's fault that I don't want to be here, right? It's not my employee's fault that I don't want to be here. So what can I do? And I started having this, like, I became this visionary for other people. And it really changed everything for me. And I'm going to actually be talking a lot more about this in May, but I became this visionary for people that every single person that I would run into, I would literally leave them better than I found them. And I started adopting that mentality. And it really changed my patients' perspectives. It changed my employees. I mean, there were so many conversations that I had. And I look back now and I was like, oh my God, by me being that visionary, I was already casting my future. I was already practicing coaching. I was practicing mentoring. I was practicing, like, developing that skill of reading other people and listening to my downloads and understanding that when I get a chill when I'm talking to somebody, like, I lean into that more and I say why, and then I hear something so relevant to their life, and it's, I can't even put it into words what happens, but I recognize that I could have been a miserable cow every day at work, okay? Like, my job could have really sucked the life out of me, and, you know, in so many ways it was, but I made that decision that every single day I was going to be using it as practice, and I didn't know exactly what that was going to look like in my future, and I released any sort of hold on knowing exactly what was going to happen, because I didn't know exactly what was going to happen. In fact, I opened a coffee shop when I left being a nurse. And because I would always say, like, I'm just going to have a coffee shop, you know, like, sounds fun. And guess what I would start doing? I can't even help myself. I would start then saying that every single person that comes through my drive-thru, I'm going to leave them better than they found them. I'm going to take the responsibility of pouring their cup of coffee. And I'm going to pour so much good energy into their drink. And I would visualize this. I would pour so much good into their drink that when they took their drink and they carried around this good energy the rest of the day, they would come back. They'd want more. They'd feel good. And that was my sole purpose. My sole purpose was not to have the best coffee in town. So take that as you want to take that. I hope that you're connecting what I'm saying right now. My sole job was not having the best coffee in town, even though I sold coffee. My job was to make sure that I left my customers better than how I found them, to give them the best experience. I became a coach and a mentor through that drive-thru window. It is crazy when I look back and think about, I knew Cynthia and her problems. I knew Morgan and her problems. I knew Miguel and her problems. It's insane. It's insane. And I was practicing because I was such a visionary, because I'm thinking right now that someone came through my window and said, I always wanted to open my own business. Ugh, but I'm, you know, back to work I go. And I remember having these conversations through the window. Like, well, why don't you just start? Well, I don't know where to start. I'm like, yeah, none of us do. We just, you know, and I kept it really light, right? And when I tell you that she came back, she was in my Facebook messages for a long time as I was talking her through how to sell her bookkeeping tips and tricks and techniques before I even knew what a digital product was. Okay, so My whole point in saying this is we have to realize that who you're meant to be is it's coming up in all sorts of areas of your life. I was a coffee shop owner mentoring my customers through the window because that's truly what I'm put on this earth to do. I'm truly someone that's supposed to simplify things for other people. This isn't my human design. I simplify things and you go do it. I'm not the one that's supposed to actually do all the actual things all the time. I'm actually supposed to be the visionary. And once I recognized that and I embraced that and I didn't care about what anybody else was doing because that wasn't my lane anymore, everything started changing. So wherever it is that you are right now, how can you serve on such a different level today where maybe, you know, you are like me, the nurse, and you're still like being a visionary for your patients? That has nothing to do with passing medication. That has nothing to do with working on their care plan. It's literally casting a vision for them if they feel something that changes their life. And that is so much bigger than passing medication, so much bigger than a care plan. Me pouring a cup of coffee that, you know, probably wasn't the best in town. I mean, it was to me, but maybe it wasn't the best in town. Just to let you know, I had like this competitor that had been in town for a very long time. And he was like this coffee connoisseur. Okay, I was not. I just wanted to sell an experience. And it was very sad for the community when we moved or when I sold the business. They didn't understand. They were like, we love you. You love us. Like, why are you leaving? And my job here was done. I said I wanted to own a coffee shop, but that ended up not being my true passion. I actually wanted to coach and mentor you through the window because that's actually what my calling is. So I want you to think about it in your life right now. And there's so many of you that I can think of right now that are in these jobs that you don't really want to be there. And I know that. So instead of just like not having an exit strategy, what are you actually doing all day long? That's not even in your job description, but it just comes so naturally to you that you just can't help yourself. Like you are not an imposter there. Okay, let's like bring this back to the imposter syndrome. You're not an imposter there at all. Like you fucking know your shit. So if you know your shit, it doesn't matter if it's in your job description. Do more of that. Until next time.